Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, the Foreign Secretary's told MPs the war in Gaza must end now, saying he utterly condemns the killings of civilians. He's among more than 20 foreign ministers from around the world who've signed a letter calling for an immediate end to the conflict. Officials in the territory say hundreds have died whilst waiting at Israeli-run aid sites in recent months. David Lammy says the system's inhumane.
It forces desperate civilians, children among them, to scramble unsafely for the essentials of life. It's a grotesque spectacle, wreaking a terrible human cost.
Israel says the letter is disconnected from reality. A man's been convicted of murdering two men in West London before taking parts of their bodies in suitcases to Bristol. Justin Andres Mosquera killed Albert Alfonso and Paul Longworth last July and planned to throw their remains off Clifton Suspension Bridge. A boy who died in a bus crash in Somerset last Thursday has been named by police as 10-year-old Oliver Price. The coach slid down a slope on its way back from a school trip. A mother who killed her four-month-old baby during the first coronavirus lockdown has been jailed for 15 years. The court heard Lexi Wilband died after being violently shaken. England manager Serena Wiegmann says Jess Carter is ready to play in their women's Euro semi-final against Italy. The defender's been targeted by racist abuse online and come off social media as a result. Midfielder Georgia Stanway says the upset hasn't disrupted their preparations for tomorrow's game.
If anything, it's probably brought us together as a team. There's some things that we will never be able to understand, and that's one of those. And yeah, we need to cut it out of society. We need to cut it out of football.
And Ryanair's revealed earnings more than doubled to over £710 million in the 3 months to June. It's thanks to a strong Easter demand and a 20% plus surge in airfares. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
From the Borough Radio Newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Wales' new head coach says it's a massive honour and a privilege to lead his home country. Steve Tandy has been named as Warren Gatland's replacement following a five-month search. The WRU says they expect the former Ospreys coach to guide them into the next Rugby World Cup. Tandy will officially take over on the 1st of September, ahead of the Autumn Internationals. The owners of Aberfoyle Quarry are facing an investigation after nearby homes were covered in dust. RWE has apologised after residents in Fonmon and Fontagary were left suffering sore eyes and breathing troubles. Work has been taking place to remove the pulverised fuel ash, but Natural Resources Wales said it will look into whether the energy firm had proper controls in place. Dor Cymru is set to face scrutiny from its own Welsh Water watchdog. It's been confirmed Ofwat will be scrapped following a critical review into the sector in Wales and England. Today's report makes 88 recommendations in total, but James Wallace from River Action believes it doesn't go far enough.
We don't see any real change until we see the end of privatisation. On behalf of communities and rivers, we are not going to see any change as long as we have the current system in place.
The Welsh Government will decide whether to create a separate body or give extra powers to Natural Resources Wales. A Barry man who ran two active drug lines has been jailed. Ryan Fennell was caught offering cocaine and crack cocaine by text and making deals for up to £160. The 29-year-old pleaded guilty to being involved in supply. He was sentenced to 5 years and 7 months at Cardiff Crown Court. Back to rugby, and Jack Morgan is back in the Lions squad for their latest warm-up game. The Wales captain missed last Saturday's win over Australia in the first test in Brisbane, but he'll start as flanker when they take on the First Nations and Pacifica 15 in Melbourne tomorrow.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Girl next door when her parents went out, she phoned say, hey boy, come on right around. So I knock at the door, he was standing with a bottle of red wine ready to pour, dressed in a long black satin lace to the floor. So I went in and we sat down, started kissing, caressing, told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting, so we jumped right in, all calls diverted to answer phone. Please leave a message after the tone. I mean, parents were kinda cool, but they were the fine line between me and you. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why were you creeping round late last night? When I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light. Now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me? Red wine bottle, have the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me? Whenever the coast was clear and she'd ask me to come out, I'd say, hey girl, come right around. So she knocked at the door, I was standing with the keys in my hand to the 4x4. Jumped in my ride, chicken that nobody saw. Cause we went in, we got down, bound, bound to the rhythm. So it was early morning, thought we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it cause you felt cold. I mean, I didn't mean to break the rules. I weren't trying to play mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why can't you keep your promises no more? Saying you'll be home by 12 from strolling in at 4. Out with the girls but leaving with the boy next door. Can you feel me? Wearing a jacket whose property? Said you'd been queuing for a taxi, but you left all your money on the TV. Can you feel me? See two shadows moving in your bedroom light. Now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to look forward to today on the show? So we're going to be bringing you a little bit of the rugby action that's taken place in Australia with the British and Irish Lions playing their first test. We've also got some local football from around the Vale, and some of your local teams have been in action, and it doesn't seem that long ago to the end of the season, and we're already back into the football season. So anyone like me who's really big sports fans, we're getting there. We're into the next season already for some of the teams. We're also going to bring you a selection of results from around the Vale with your cricket teams that have been in action. And have you ever double booked yourself and then realised at the last minute? Well, I did that this weekend, and I'm going to tell you all about my sporting dilemma that I had. All that and more to come at Bro.
Is it 'cause I'm cool? Why you dress like me? Is it honesty? Are you just a fool? Is it 'cause I'm cool? Why the school kids laugh? 'Cause the papers got it wrong again. Is it 'cause I'm cool? Take a piece of me. Serve me up on a plate in your restaurant. Is it 'cause I'm cool? because I'm smart.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And there's big news coming out from the WRU, and that is that Steve Tandy has been named as the Wales' new head coach. The ex-Ospreys head coach and flanker will start the new role for the WRU on the 1st of September and is expected to lead Wales into the next Rugby World Cup in Australia in 2027. He succeeds Warren Gatland, who resigned in February, just two games into the Six Nations. Tandy, who was born in Tomar, has spent the last 6 years as defence coach with Scotland, who have recently completed their summer tour to New Zealand, Fiji and Samoa. He was also defence coach in 2021 for the Lions tour with South Africa, working under Gatland. Tandy spent 6 years as head coach of the Ospreys, where he won the Pro 12, now the URC title, in 2012, before taking his role up as defence coach with the New South Wales Waratahs in 2018. And he'll take charge of Wales for the first time when they face Argentina in their first autumn international, and that's on November the 9th. And then he's got games that follow Japan on the 15th of November, New Zealand on the 22nd of November, and to round it all off, South Africa on the 29th of November. Tandy did say, "Becoming head coach of my home country is a massive honour and privilege. I'm looking forward to playing a role in rebuilding phase of Welsh rugby and taking the national team back to competing with the best countries in the world. I am excited about the potential of Welsh rugby and the group of young hard-working players we have. The autumn fixtures represent a huge opportunity and gives us a chance to test ourselves against some of the best teams in world rugby." And Tandy becomes the first Welshman to take the role since Gareth Jenkins, who was sacked following Wales' exit from the Rugby World Cup in 2007. Cardiff boss Matt Sherratt took caretaker charge following Gatland's departure during the Six Nations in February, finally ending Wales' record-breaking barren run of 18 test defeats when that win in Japan that was roundly celebrated earlier this month. And Tandy now faces the daunting task of helping to rebuild Welsh rugby after the turbulent period both on and off the pitch. WRU Chief Executive Abby Turney said, "After a thorough and detailed appointment process, Steve emerged as a standout candidate, and we know we have secured the very best coach for the job. This is a keystone appointment for us, an integral part of our 5-year strategy as we look to achieve sustainable success for our senior men's side. Steve fits the bill in terms of affinity he will be able to create with the group of young players with huge potential, but also galvanising effect we know he can have on the whole rugby ecosystem as a proud Welshman." Our task now is to ensure Steve has the support and resources he needs to succeed in the role. And Tandy did make more than 100 Ospreys appearances as flanker between 2003 and 2010, but he never played for Wales despite being really impressive for his region. He did switch to coaching full-time in 2012, 2 years after starting his career with Bridgend Ravens, guiding them to the Premiership in his first season. And then he went on to lift the Pro 12 trophy in his first season in charge of the Ospreys with a 31-30 win over then European champions Leinster. He did take the Ospreys back to two further semi-finals, but losing out both times to Munster before he departed for Australia in 2018. So that's big news coming out of the WRU. And you know, he can hopefully build on the little bit of success. I mean, he's taken over a team now that has won, so they've got that. They don't have that to worry about now. So I think this is a step to see how Wales get on now, particularly with the autumn internationals. And again, yes, they play Argentina, who did beat the Lions earlier in the season, and then we've also got to play Japan again, and then we've got the big tests against New Zealand and South Africa. So I think we should be looking at sort of winning two of them four games, really. But any more of that will be a bonus. But let's just see the changes he makes. I mean, talking to a few of my friends, when we're talking about rugby and who should take over, his name was mentioned amongst a group of friends that they would have liked to see him given the chance. So that's the big news coming out of Wales there. Back down to Australia, and the British and Irish Lions did play their first test on Saturday, and they won that game 27 points to 19. For anybody who watched, it was an 11 o'clock kickoff, so it's not too early in the morning. I think the Lions did play well in parts. Australia, I think it took them a while to get going in that game, and I think certainly the Lions, they were a little bit lucky. There was a few decisions that on a different day, a different ref may have taken a different opinion on it, but it does get one. It does get them 1-0 up in the test series there, and the tries came from Tupolotu, Curry, and Sheehan, and there was moments where they were looking really good, but I think Australia, they do have a few injury issues as well. They just didn't, for the first 15, 20 minutes, they just almost didn't seem to arrive at the match. But they did start pulling it back. And I thought when they got their try on 67 minutes, I thought, oh, here we go now. But I think it was a very smart decision to take for Marcus Smith to take the 3 points when they had the penalty later on in the game, because McDermott did go over for a try, and that was very late on in the match. And if the Lions didn't take them 3 points, then there would have been potentially another chance for Australia to have gone up the other end and to have scored another try and potentially won the game. So I think it was great that kind of put the game out of sight there. So the Lions do have another match, and their next match is against the Pacific Nations and the Pacifica 15, and that's on Tuesday at 11 a.m. And Jack Morgan for Wales does start that game, so he's getting some game time. Let's hope that everyone else can see the talent that we all know he's got, and they can and he can force his way into the test side, because I think he deserves it. He's gone out there and he deserves it. Now, I did say earlier, have you ever double booked yourself and you've not realised that you've done it until the last minute, and you've got yourself all, and there's nothing else you can do? So I've been keep going on about the first test of the Lions, Pro probably for about the last 3 or 4 weeks. You're probably fed up of me mentioning that the first test was coming up on the 19th. And I've got I always get into trouble because when I get my hair cut, I never normally book the next one, and I let it go a bit too long into my next appointment, and my hair's a bit too long, and my wife always says, oh, have you not got your haircut booked? And I generally don't. So I've started booking my haircuts in advance. And I did not realise that when I booked my haircut, that 4 weeks' time, which is what I tend to do, took me to the 19th of July. And I always like to have a little bit of a lie-in on a Saturday, so I always book it for around 11 o'clock. And this one I actually booked for 11:30, and yes, I booked it for Saturday. And no, I could not change the appointment. And it only actually dawned on me on Thursday when the notification came up on my phone that I've got something in there. And it was my hair appointment. So I did watch the match, but I probably watched it about an hour and a half behind everyone else after having to put it on catch up and then watch it again. So have you ever double booked yourself with something like that on a sporting event that you've been looking so much forward to, and then something else has come in from the board side and you've not realised it's happening, and then all of a sudden you realise that your two worlds are colliding and you've booked yourself for two things at the exact same date, same time? So I've been there and done that. I'm going to make sure more carefully next time that when I do book something like that, that there is not a sporting event that I'm looking forward to coming up. And especially, I booked it for just at the start of the game as well, so I couldn't even watch a bit of it and then come back to it. I just had to miss it. And then when I'm missing something like that, no radio on in the car while I'm driving to and from the hairdressers. No looking at my phone. No looking at social media. Muting all my messaging apps, because I know my mates, they know. I warn them that I'm not going to be watching it live, and they still forget. Well, they tell me they forget, and then they would message me of, oh, did you see that, or what happened on there? So they give me spoilers. So I was. Totally offline for about 3 hours until I'd caught up on the game there. But coming up next on board, we're going to be bringing you a round of what's been going on in the world of football from the Vale here to Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
The 6 weeks of summer with Chris Davies Estate Agents.
The Flying Start Family Fun Day returns to Pencoitra Park on Wednesday the 23rd July. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, there'll be plenty of activities, reptiles, bikes, bouncy castles, face painting, magician and food stalls for you to enjoy. Entry is free. Find out more by visiting facebook.com/ Vale Flying Start.
The 6 weeks of summer with Chris Davies Estate Agents, a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for 5 decades. Let their family move your family. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylldyd Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe baich yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylldyd Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar heol yr orsaf.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their 5-a-day for over 50 years, and we now offer next-day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roofs. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10 a.m. Monday to Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
From Barry to Bulverton,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Mm-hmm.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And the football season has started in the Vale with the Nathaniel MG Cup. And Llantwit Major, unfortunately, they're out of the Nathaniel MG Cup after a 2-1 defeat at home to Avon Lido in the first round. Saturday's season opener at Windmill Lane marked Carl Lewis's first competitive game in charge since returning to Major after a 3-year absence. But Lido raced into an early 2-goal lead thanks to debutant Lewis Reid, who broke the deadlock from the penalty spot after 10 minutes before getting his brace 4 minutes later. Major found a reply on 39 minutes, direct from a well-executed free kick by Cameron Gauchy, who blasted the ball into the top corner to mark his own return to Llantwit. The hosts produced an improved display after the break, but Lido held out to end Lantwit's League Cup interest and book a second-round clash at home to wildcard entry Swansea City under-21s, who routed Carmarthen Town 4-1. The Cymru South campaign kicks off on Saturday when league newcomers Aberystwyth Town visit Windmill Lane to mark their second tier bow. And Caerdydd would also win MG Cup action, going down 3-4 at home. Tyler Brock and Grigorski and Lewis Ware made it 3-0 for the away side inside the first 12 minutes. At the start of the second half, Luke Bowen made it 4-0. Two Liam Bishop goals in the 52nd and 53rd minute and a Luke Gullick goal brought the home team back, but it wasn't enough and no more goals were scored. Caerdydd kick off their JD Cymru South campaign away to Ynysir Albion on Saturday. And the second round draw south for the Nathaniel MG Cup have two of your Vale teams in there. So Barry Town United, they're at home to Aberystwyth Town, and Pennebont are away to Trevelin. So they're your two teams in action in the second round draw south. Also on Friday, Cardiff Airport drew 3-3 away to Goitre United. Jack Davis and Sonny Lambert gave Cardiff Airport a 2-0 lead. Tristan Baker pulled one back for Goitre just before half time. Early in the second half, Oliver Tipples saw red for Airport before Jack Davis got the third. Kane Watts and substitute Christos Kujewski scored to level the match. Cardiff Airport are now fifth in the table after their first match with a draw there. But they've got a busy week coming up, though, at the Airport. They've got a Wednesday home match to Cardiff Corinthians and then a Saturday Welsh Cup match at home to Evans and Williams FC. And also in Welsh Cup action, Dinas Powys start their journey on Saturday at home to Cluddock Wasps and Ely Rangers. They also have their season opener with a trip to Abergavenny Town again in the Welsh Cup. So there's lots of football taking place around the Vale, and that's before the Cymru Premier kicks off as well. Up next on Bro, we're going to be going around and having a look at what's been going on in cricket in the Vale here at Bro. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So what's been going on in the world of cricket around the Vale? Well, we're going to start this week with Penarth. So Penarth's first 11, they were away to Neath's first 11 and they won by 5 wickets. Penarth's second 11, they were home to St Fagan's second 11 and they lost by 44 runs. Penarth's third 11 were away to Croesilliog's second 11 and they won by 2 wickets. And Penarth's fourth 11, they were home to Kevin Forrest and Maes Cummins' firsts and they won by 6 wickets. And next Saturday, Penarth's first 11, they're at home to Enniscorn's first 11. Penarth's second 11, they're away to Radder's second 11. Penarth's third 11, they're away to Barry Athletic's second 11. And Penarth's fourth 11, they're at home to Abergavenny's third 11. And Barry Athletics, so Barry Athletics first 11 match, they were at home to Crumlin's first 11 and they won that match by 145 runs. And Barry Athletics second 11, they were away to Newport Fugitives second 11 and they lost that by 5 wickets. And the weekend coming now, next weekend, we've got Barry Athletics first 11, they're away to Chepstow's second 11. And as we know, Barry Athletics second 11, they're at home to Penarth's third 11. And the Vale Cricket Club, so the Vale first 11, they were at home to Pontypridd's first 11 and they lost by 8 wickets. The Vale second 11, they were away to Pontypridd's second 11 and they lost by 76 runs. Vale's third 11, they were at home to Penteg's third 11 and they won by 44 runs. And the Vale's fourth 11, they were away to Barry Wanderer's second 11 and they won by 103 runs. And coming up on Saturday for the Vale's Cricket Club, the first 11, they're away to Whitchurch and Heath's first 11. The Vale's second 11, they're at home in Corntown to Bay Dragon's first 11. The Vale's third 11, they're away to Radder's fifth 11. And the Vale's fourth 11, they're at home in Wick Village Green to Radder's sixth 11. So that's a selection of your cricket scores from around the Vale. Up next on Bro, I took part in a sport of something that I haven't done for a long time, and I'm going to tell you my experience, my ups and downs, and my certain overconfidence that meant I got rather wet rather quickly. But I'll explain all coming up later here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilco.
Are you feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 117 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
The ASA regulates UK ads across all media, including radio, to make sure they stick to the rules. You should be able to trust the ads you hear, whether you love them or hate them. So we're by your side and keeping our ears open, because every little helps. The ASA, keeping ads legal, decent, honest and truthful. Oh, yes.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And now time to tell you what adventure I embarked on yesterday, and maybe I don't look so great in this story. But I joined the Cardiff Canoe Club because it sounded like a good idea at the time. Went on one of their basic beginners courses, and so that was a 3-hour course that I took part in. And I haven't been in a boat myself for pushing 30 years, I something like that. So I was a little bit concerned. The first thing I was concerned about was actually getting all the gear in, and I'm not as flexible as I used to, so getting in and out of the canoe. But that was the easy bit. I was a bit concerned when they launched me and they literally just pushed me in. The boat dropped about a foot into the water, but fortunately there was someone else there to make sure I stayed in and upright. And I didn't realise the amount of different muscle groups that you have to use on there. So right now my shoulders are not feeling great, and my back and my hips as well. But I had one of those moments, you know, where you started something and you're not quite sure and you're a little bit nervous at first, and it was just me in the canoe and it was rocking just a little bit, and then it stopped rocking and I was starting to be able to paddle forward and I was going quite nicely in a straight line, and then they said, let's try doing some turns, and then they were demonstrating some 90 degree turns, and I thought, I've got this in all the best intentions. So they said, right, a little bit of pace and try a 90 degree turn. So overconfidence and ambition took over, and the skill level wasn't as good as it should have been, and I think we all know where this is going. So, and I was the first to dunk myself, but yes, I went under, and it was one of those, it went in quite slow motion. So I was going forward, I turned, I started going right, and the canoe tipped a little bit. And as it was tipping, I thought, oh, this isn't good. I can't fully repeat what other thoughts were going through my head whilst on the radio. And I thought, no, this is okay. I've got this. And then we didn't have the spray deck. So that's the cover, over us for the first part of the course. And because that wasn't over us, the boat may have gone a little bit further, and before I know it, there was some water coming in, and I thought, there's only one way this is ending. And that was me straight in. And I was the first person to go in on there. Luckily, I wasn't too far from the banking. But apart from that, it was a good course. The guys on there were really good. And by the end of it, we were doing sort of properly this time capsize drills, so I was supposed to go under this time, but they were also getting you used to taking the spray deck, which is the skirt thing that locks the put around the canoers and kayakers, that stops water getting in, so once you're upside down you don't fall out. You've got to pull a little fabric handle to get yourself out, and we were being shown how to do that, and we're being shown a variety of different strokes, like going forward, going backwards, being able to turn, and then using sort of your body weight to twist and turn yourself over in the water. But if anyone sort of fancies giving that a go and probably being a little bit more delicate than me on the water, then you can just look at the website. So that's www.cardiffcanoeclub.com, and all the information's on there, and they give you all the kit, so you don't need to they've got a lot of the kit there so that you don't need to go out and buy straight away. So it gives you opportunity, like I've done. I've gone along to a beginner's course to see whether I liked it, and then start seeing if I like it enough, then I'm going to get some kit. But you can join the club, and they can put you through different qualifications if that's something that you want to. So if you're looking for something to do, especially in the summer, I don't know if I'd do it when it gets a bit colder, but certainly in the summer it's quite good to do. So as I said, have a look at their website. So that's Cardiff Canoe Club. You can probably put that into any search engine, and if that's something you fancy giving a go, it was a really good day, and there was a real age range between us. There's some children on the course, as well as more people around my age as well, and they do it quite local as well. So give it a go. What's the worst that can happen? Like me, you can get wet and you can embarrass yourself in front of everybody. But I think that's all part of the fun here at Bro. Your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, is there a sport that I'm not talking about? Is it a sport you think I should be talking about? And just get in touch with me in the email at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or look for Bro Radio on the social medias and get in touch with us. And I could be talking about a sport in the Vale that I'm not talking about, that you think I should be talking about. Is there a sports team, sports club or sports awards coming up that you think people of the Vale should know about? Then get in touch with me. Better still, I could ask you to come along to Bro Radio and you could tell everybody in the Vale all about this sport that you're so passionate about. But up next, here at Bro, we've got Patrick with The Evening Show.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Each year, thousands of adults learn with Cardiff and Vale College. We offer a huge range of courses to develop your skills, progress your career, or change it. Courses are run at sites across Cardiff and the Vale. And with funding available, you could learn for free. Head to cavc.ac.uk/courses for adults to find out more and apply today.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. The first draw takes place on Saturday, the 26th of July. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893. This summer, we're going on tour across the Vale of Glamorgan. Join Celia and the Bro Radio team as we broadcast live from towns and villages across the county each Wednesday from 12 till 2. We'll be speaking to local organisations and businesses, showcasing the best of the Vale of Glamorgan and giving you the chance to spin to win. Keep listening to find out where we'll be next. The 6 weeks of summer with Chris Davies Estate Agents, a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for five decades. Visit chris-davies.co.uk. On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker, this is